An adaptable sleep plan is not a rigid schedule that collapses whenever life changes. It is a flexible collection of practices that can support you through ordinary nights, difficult nights, work changes, caregiving demands, travel, illness, heat, noise, parenting, and shared living spaces. The goal is not control. The goal is faithful preparation. Begin by asking, what is fixed and what is flexible? Your work shift may be fixed. A child's nighttime needs may be unpredictable. Your housing situation may not change quickly. A medical condition may require attention during the night. Do not begin by condemning these realities. Begin by naming them. Then identify one or two parts of your pattern that may be adjustable. Perhaps you can create a more consistent wake-up anchor on certain days. Perhaps you can seek daylight after waking, even when your morning begins in the afternoon. Perhaps you can reduce caffeine during the later portion of your waking period. Perhaps you can create a 10-minute transition between work and sleep. Perhaps your household can agree on a quieter period. Perhaps you can prepare needed caregiving supplies before lying down so that nighttime interruptions require less stimulation. Your plan can include three levels. First, create your normal plan. This is what you practice when circumstances are reasonably stable. It may include a wake time range, daylight, movement, nourishment, caffeine awareness, an evening transition, the pace practice, and a simple adult lullaby or scripture. Second, create your disrupted night plan. This is for nights involving children, caregiving, pain, unexpected work, noise, conflict, or repeated awakenings. On these nights, reduce expectations. Use the wake practice. Welcome wakefulness without panic. Avoid the clock battle. Keep stimulation low. Enter the bed again when sleepy. Third, create your recovery day plan. After a difficult night, resist the sentence, "Today is ruined." Use the rise morning anchor as your circumstances allow. Rise at a reasonably stable time. Invite daylight. Step into embodied life. Evaluate the night with grace. You may need additional rest, slower activity, or help with responsibilities. Avoid dangerous driving or safety-sensitive work when severely sleepy. Seeking support is wisdom, not weakness. Your adaptable plan should also identify people who can help. Who can share caregiving? Who can listen without judging? Who can help you speak with an employer, physician, pastor, chaplain, or community organization? Who can provide a safe resting place during an emergency? Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow." Sleep stewardship can include receiving help from others. As you prepare worksheet 11.4, do not design a fantasy life. Design a realistic plan for the life you presently have. Name your strongest real-world sleep block. Identify one no-cost support. Choose one adaptation for an irregular or disrupted night. Write one scripture-shaped sentence. Identify one person or professional resource you may contact. Your sentence might be, "My circumstances are difficult, but they are not a verdict against me. I will support my body where I can, receive help where it is available, and entrust this night to Jesus Christ." An adaptable sleep plan bends without breaking. It gives structure without becoming a master. It honors your body without blaming you for circumstances beyond your control. You cannot guarantee tonight's sleep outcome, but you can prepare wisely, respond compassionately, seek appropriate help, and remember that Christ remains with you in every place, every schedule, and every season.